your holy presence with hearts full of praise for all that you have done for us individually and collectively. What a privileged people we are to live in a country where the government is run by the people, for the people, and stands as a role model for the world. A system that has and is coveted by so many nations and has withstood the tests of time. God, we pray that each of us will hold high the standards and commit ourselves to continually make every effort to improve upon what has already been established. We pray that you'll grant us wisdom and the courage to get involved, to make any corrective changes that will make this nation, this state, better, stronger, and safer place for all to enjoy. We pray particularly for this governing body, that you'll be their source of inspiration and influence. We have evidence and proof that one person can make a difference. So let's draw that type of courage. To stand alone for an issue or a principle is better than never to stand for anything. Grant us a broader vision of what this state, this nation can be, by building upon the past and the present for the future. All this we pray in your name.
Prayer spread in the journal. Will Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 32nd legislative day, Senate Supplement Number 14, and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 21.
Senator Hopkins, Senator Alford.
Journal supplements and joint supplements be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, joint journal in this. Without objection, motion carries. Senator Fisher.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as present.
Without objection. Introduction of guests. Message from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Message from the House.
Message dated February 13th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Concurrent Resolution Number 43 by Representative C. Davis, R. Phillips, Ellis, Ulmer, Navarre, Cabina, Lehman, and Hanley, relating the 24th Annual Girls' State.
Boys' State, isn't it?
HCR 43 is Girls' State.
So that's HCR 43?
Mm-hmm.
State Affairs.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 44 by Representatives Cabina, R. Phillips, Ellis, Ulmer, Navarre, Lehman, and Hanley, relating to the 26th Annual Boys' State.
Boys' State. State Affairs.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 31 by Senator Ewing, urging the governor to direct the Department of Health and Social Services to proceed without delay to gain federal approval of Medicaid waivers for home and community-based services.
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 401 by Senator Jaroff, an act requiring pay equity for certain public employees and requiring the compensation of certain public employees to be based on the value of the work performed.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 402 by Senator Schultz, an act relating to the use of the Housing Assistance Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
CNRA.
Senate Bill Number 403 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to civil liability for skiing accidents and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 404 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to dental, vision, and hearing insurance coverage.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 405 by Senator Hoffman, an act relating to evidence of financial responsibility provided by persons who conduct oil operations and providing for an effective date.
Oil and Gas, Resources, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 406 by Senator Hoffman, an act relating to the management of mixed stock fisheries by the Board of Fisheries.
Resources, Special Committee on Fisheries.
Senate Bill Number 407 by Senator Hoffman, and act relating to Board of Fisheries and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Special Committee on Fisheries and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 408 by Senator Rohde, an act relating to telephone service for the deaf and hard of hearing.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 409 by Senator Duncan, an act relating to expenditures from the Search and Rescue Fund.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 410 by Senators Rohde and Pierce, an act relating to the financing authority of the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority and to a project for which the legislature has approved the authority's issuance of bonds and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 411 by Senator Rohde, an act restricting court orders and certain private agreements relating to the concealment of public hazards and information on public hazards, and amending Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure 24, 26C, 26F, 29, 30D, and 37A2.
Judiciary, Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of daily calendar.
There is no daily calendar this morning.
Unfinished business. Senator Halpern.
Are the two Girl State, Boy State resolutions available for cross-sponsorship? I would move and ask unanimous consent then that I'd be shown as a cross-sponsor on both of those resolutions.
Senator Rohde. Senator Menard. Senator Duncan. Senator Sturgiluski, Senator Hoffman, Senator Cotton, Senator Eliason, Senator Rohde.
I would also consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to SGR 31 and SCR 31.
SCR.
SCR 31. And that I also be added as a sponsor to SB 401, which we're introduced today.
Without objection. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the Senate State Affairs Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Belch Room. The bills are posted.
Senator Sturgiluski.
We will not have a meeting of Senate Pest on Tuesday. There may be people traveling and back. Too late for that.
Thank you. Announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Rohde.
To my previous announcement, the State Affairs Committee will start at 1:15 rather than 1:30 to accommodate the very busy Finance Committee.
Thank you. Senator Cotton?
The Oil and Gas Committee is going to meet on Tuesday in the morning, and so if any members are in town, I'd sure appreciate them allowing us to have a quorum. We're going to be considering the legislation introduced by the governor that has to do with the land exchange with the Nuiqsuq Point Lay lands on the North Slope, and so if anybody's got any interest in that, please let us know. We expect to move the bill along unless some new information comes along that suggests we shouldn't.
Further announcements? Senator Duncan.
Announcement. I should have done this in our finished minutes. I just want clarification. What time do bills have to be to the secretary in order to get introduced on Tuesday?
The deadline, we would expect that all bills would be in before 2 p.m. Tuesday.
Before 2 p.m. So they don't have to be there by noon or something. Okay, 2 p.m.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Halpern. Senator Cotton. At ease.
And ask unanimous consent, stand in adjournment until 2 p.m. Tuesday.
Without objection, we're adjourned.